Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for the 14th installment on the Jewish experience in Egypt. Moving forward with the story of the Jewish people at the sea, they say to Moshe, "We're done for. Why did you take us out?" Moshe speaks very strongly back to them that you're about to see something extraordinary happen. Hashem Yilochem Lochem, verse 14, chapter 14, verse 14, God will fight for you. V'yatem tacharishun. And you just need to be quiet. Just stop complaining. It's going to be just fine. Verse 15, very famous verse. Vayomer Hashem Moshe ma titzak eloi. God said back to Moshe, what are you calling to me for? Daber b'nei Yisrael v'yiso. Speak to the Jewish people and let them go. And we have the most famous explanation of this pasuk is that Hashem is saying to Moshe, there are times for prayer and there are times for action. Moshe just got finished saying, listen, we said our prayers. We just have to sit here patiently now. And God says, no, you don't have to sit here patiently. Matitzakilai, this is not the moment to cry out to me. This is the moment to do. Daber b'nei Yisrael v'yiso, tell the Jewish people and let them go. And this is, of course, an extremely important message for us today. We cannot forget either part of this equation. God is certainly not criticizing Moshe or the Jewish people for having prayed. Prayer is certainly a part of our dealing with calamity. God is criticizing them for praying and praying alone. And this was a message and a lesson that the Jews had to pick up on. It's a fascinating thing to think about. In Egypt, they primarily were passive in the story of the plagues. Moshe and Aaron went back and forth, but generally speaking, the Jews just sat there. And the idea now that they are no longer to just sit there, but to go out to that sea and just go. And we have the famous story of Nachshon ben Aminadav, the head of the tribe of Yehuda, just heading out, just going. It's a remarkable thing to think about. And the force and power of having the courage of belief in God, but also having the courage of rising to the occasion when necessary, holds with it such an import. That's one pshat. I do want to share another approach to these verses, which is the Sforno. The Sforno says that God was not criticizing Moshe for the prayers of Bnei Yisrael. Moshe had something else going on with God. Moshe turns to God and says, I can't handle these people. Here it is. We've been through all of these miraculous things. And the first moment of difficulty and tragedy or potential tragedy, they're throwing their hands up. I don't know what to do. And Hashem says back to Moshe, this is not the time to ask me for guidance and leadership or how to help the people. Just lead. Daber b'nei Yisrael v'yiso. Tell them. It's interesting. Daber is normally understood as a strong language. Speak to them firmly. They just need to go. Your job right now is not to wait for a miracle from me, but your job right now also is not to lament the state of the people. Your job is to just lead. And if you lead and you give them clarity as to what they're supposed to do, they will rise to the occasion. It's an important perspective, and it's an important statement of belief in Klal Yisrael. And it's interesting how this issue presents itself later on in the Jewish people's sojourn through the desert in the story of the golden calf. We do not have time to get into the golden calf in this series, but, you know, Moshe comes down from the mountain. He sees Aaron in some sense has led the people in the construction of the golden calf, and he asks, what in the world happened? And Aaron says, Atoyodata sa'om ki varahu, commonly translated as, you know, the nation does not such good things. You know, these people are challenging. You know, I tried my best. And that's not the perspective that Moshe Rabbeinu takes to the Chumash. Every now and then we have Moshe Rabbeinu speak to God about the difficulties of leading the people, but in his interaction with the people, he leads. And part of his leadership is his belief in their greatness. And this is a greatness. We see their sins through the desert, but we see their greatness manifest itself many ways and many times. And we're their offspring. We're great too. It's something important to remember. Sometimes when we think about the Pesach story, it's all about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for Klal Yisrael, which of course is primarily what it's about. But to realize that we, Klal Yisrael, were worthy of such divine intervention and are worthy of such divine intervention, is an extremely worthwhile thing to reflect on. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.